live and local on Salisbury's Spire FM.
Pete Aves in the studio.
We've got Pete Aves. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. So, Pete, we were just having a little chat there whilst Elton John was playing. How did that happen? yes, Pete, you seem to have played with lots and lots of different people over the years.
Well, a few, yeah. I don't like to name names, but...
could you come a little bit closer to the microphone?
A bit closer, sorry, yes.
It's all right. Being a musician, I thought you'd
good
realise.
Good evening, Tokyo. Petula Clark, I've worked with. Lee Hazelwood, the late great.
Wow, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, yeah.
Lee Hazelwood, of course, who did lots of stuff with Nancy Sinatra.
That's right.
And did the seminal track, Some Velvet Morning, which was a wonderful track.
Yeah.
What was he like, Lee Hazelwood?
Very nice man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's always nice when they turn out.
It is.
When they turn out nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, I was worried about meeting Dave.
Well, he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah. I had a bit of a panic on the way there, you know, worrying about Dave. But
yeah.
I'm over it now.
That's all right then.
So why did you move to, because you say you're from London originally, why did you move to the area, Salisbury?
Well, my wife was working downstairs in the Playhouse for a few weeks, which happened to coincide with her getting pregnant. And I came down to visit her. And... realised how many pubs there are here, so obviously we had to move immediately. So we moved actually about a year later when the children were about 6 months old, and it's a much better place to bring them up in than southeast London.
It's strange, that, isn't it? Yeah, it's
that's a high sort of stabbing incident ratio.
you did the move from London as well.
I did the move from London for pretty much the same reason, that Salisbury is a better place to bring up your child than Hackney. Bizarrely
enough.
You know. No, I'm sorry, any Hackneyites living out there. I'm offending everyone tonight, aren't I? There's people living in Tisbury and people living in Hackney. They're going to be a lynch mob. A polite lynch mob and an angry lynch mob.
Yeah,
that's it. So, Pete, you've brought your guitar in. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yep.
But, of course, regular listeners to our show would also know about a band called British Light Music, who we had in a few weeks ago, who did Can't Let Maggie Go as a cover version. Very good. And, Pete, you played with them occasionally. You played drums with them for a while.
I have been known to activate the drums, yeah.
Exactly. You just can't stop it, can you?
I don't I don't want to say that I'm a drummer, because I would hate for anyone to think that I actually know how to play the drums.
Exactly. You'd have to perform, like a performing monkey. Okay, well, could you play the first song for us? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oops. Here we go. This is a song called 24th of July, 1974.
That's what the track's called.
It's a snappy title, yeah, and people often mistake it for being a reference to the Turkish invasion of Cyprus, which began on that day, but it actually deals with far more serious matters, as I think you'll find.
Okay, thank you.
On the first day of the hard days, I made a sword from Cain. And I played that record again, the one I like. On the first day of the hard days, I hoped it wouldn't rain. And I made some clicker clackers for my bike. On the first day of the holidays, I watched the banana splits. The cartoons and their song were my favorite bits. On the first day of the holidays, I went shopping with my mum. She said my friend could come to tea, which made me happy. On the first day of the holidays, I wrote my second book. It only took an hour or two. On the first day of the holidays, Mum showed me how to cook some pastry you can eat with stew. On the first day of the holidays, I fell and ripped my jeans. Mum says that means she'll have to patch up. patch the knee. But I like the hole, and when it's frayed, I think it will look cool. I wish I could wear jeans to school, but school won't let me. On the first night of the holidays, we played cricket after tea. My brother versus me, I think he won. On the first night of the holidays, we played cricket after tea. Dad took me upstairs and he said, "Good night, son." On the first night of the holidays, I wondered who I'd be. At the age of 23 or even older, would I be a football player so amazing with his feet? Or a pop star in a pop group like The Sweet? Or would I be just Pete?
Very good.
Oh. That's it, stuff. I think bands are going to have to do a hell of a lot of work to beat that.
They are.
That's gone to number one in our live and local chart already.
It has.
That is so beautiful. I'm so glad you played that one, Pete, because listening to the tunes on your MySpace, that's my favourite. And it is so, so beautiful. Almost brought a tear to my eye, that one.
Yep. Well,
that's good. So, so lovely. Thank you so much. So, Petula Clark.
Yes.
How did you get that gig?
Well, the phone rang, and it wasn't Petula, it was her fixer, and he said, can you do it? And I said, yes. So, it was... Simple as that, really,
Because she was massive in America, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's been pretty big everywhere, also in France as well, did a lot of stuff, recorded a lot of stuff in French, in fact, and she lives for part of the time in Geneva, I think.
Cool. Nice lady.
Very nice lady.
Oh, good.
I won't work with them if they're not nice, that's it. Yeah.
Exactly. Are we nice?
Yes.
Oh.
That's it. Way off my mind now, guys.
Well, I really am quite moved by that last song. People can find it, myspace.com/Pete Aves. Simple as that, A-V-E-S. Mm-hmm. And you can actually find that track Monday, 22nd of July, 1974, by Pete Aves there on MySpace. And you've got your fifth album out, which is called You, Me and Bill Withers.
Yeah.
And all the information for that, again, is on the MySpace. Where, if people wanted to buy that track Monday, 22nd of July, 1974, where could they get that from?
I think they might be able to get it off iTunes. I know some of the albums are on iTunes. That track actually comes from an album called A Family Tree, which came out on Cherry Red Records.
Ah, yes.
So you could even go to the Cherry Red website and purchase a copy direct from them.
Famous Cherry Red, indie, fierce independent label. Started in the 80s, didn't they, Cherry Red?
70s,
that's right. Yeah. You say your next gig you've got is something to do with John Martin.
Yeah, well, I've been a fan of John Martin's for, 20-odd years, and we sadly lost him earlier on this year.
We did, indeed.
And that seemed like a good opportunity to go out and make some money playing his songs.
he would have wanted you to.
I think he would have. Yeah. I think he would have liked everyone to get as drunk as possible during the proceedings as well. So, yeah.
So where's this gig going to be happening?
It's happening at the Platform Tavern in Southampton on the 5th of November.
There you go. Exclusive for your listeners.
Live and local.
People have just tuned in now. 5-10 minutes ago, they missed a treat.
Absolute treat. He lives right here in Salisbury, and I wouldn't mind having him on every week.
He was great. I mean, he's played alongside Petula Clark.
Yes.
It's legendary.
Lee Hazelwood and the High Llamas. And, anyway, you check out his MySpace. It's / Pete Aves. And I think we might be playing that beautiful track that he did for us a little bit later in the show. Yeah. Also, a little bit later, coming up quite soon...
Actually, my shuffle.
We did another shuffle with you, didn't
now,
we, Dave?
Now, the shuffle is... We're going to get you to explain the shuffle, actually, so stick around for that. It is going to be a good one, I feel, although I am quite worried.
Anyway, as I teased you a little bit earlier, we heard all about Cecil Beaton there, and... I found it's a fascinating fact as well. And I'll let Andrew explain.
All right.
Just talking about Beaton a bit further there. I didn't realise that he actually lived in Broadchurch until his death, which is when?
He died in January, of 1980. So exactly 30 years next year. So comparatively recently, I think.
So he really did love the area and he got involved in the local community?
He did, completely. And, of course, he was an extraordinary man, of course, in many ways, but perhaps not in the least in that he had this affair with the extraordinary, Greta Garbo, who he met in Hollywood just after the war and was obsessed by her beauty and thought she was an extraordinary person. And they had this on-off affair, which is kind of odd because neither of them were really of the kind of marrying kind, if you like.
And it's a good way of putting it, Andrew.
Yeah, they were complicated people and complicated lives, but somehow they got something from each other. And he was desperate to be in some kind of a marriage, and she was on and off and hot and cold about the whole thing, and they kind of went to and fro all the time. But she came to stay with him over, of course, in Broadchurch, and was there for almost 3 months. Because she was desperate to avoid any kind of attention, she would always travel economy, extraordinary thought, you could be sat next to somebody of that extraordinary fame because they don't want to be recognized. I mean, imagine being next to somebody like that on a flight nowadays.
Cheryl Cole.
It could be, couldn't it? Just imagine, you would think there's no way she wouldn't sit back here with all of us. So it's an extraordinary thought. So she would come over, take the train down to Salisbury Station. He would drive over and pick her up. There you are, lovely Greta Garbo on the platform at Salisbury Station.
Well, we must run a competition. Did anybody see Greta Garbo at Salisbury train station?
Somebody must have done.
And what year was that, Andrew?
This was late in 1951, but she came down to Broadchurch about three times over the 30 years. The last time, I think, was sort of sometime in the mid-kind of 1970s. So somebody may remember her. I hope they do.
That's fascinating. Greta Garbo at Salisbury Radio. Salisbury. Maybe she came into Spire FM.
She could have done. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. She came into Live and Local at Spire FM.
How glamorous is that, as a thought? My word.
Andrew, Ginger, from Beau Desert, thank you so much.
Live and local on Salisbury's Spire FM.
So here it is again then, the shuffle. Matthew Priest, the founder of the shuffle. I think we ought to do a bit of explanation about what it is. What is the shuffle?
Well, the shuffle, I think, it's like a desert island. It's like an instant Desert Island Discs.
Yep.
In the sense that Desert Island Discs, you obviously get a long time to deliberate over which record you want and to say, oh, just look how cool I am by choosing this Beethoven or this Velvet Underground chair. But the shuffle is harsh, and it's a harsh mistress.
It takes no prisoners.
Exactly, and it's basically you have no choice at all. But for some reason, it's on your MP3 player.
You must, there's no getting around it. It is there.
It's there. And
guilty
so
as charged.
And there's a story behind it, and it's always good to know what the person's relationship with that song is and why it's on there. And I think, but hopefully, it will be quite revealing as why you've got Kylie Minogue.
I'm slightly worried now. I'm more worried now than I am the first time because I know what I've put on.
Because I'm the inventor of the shuffle thing on this show, Dave, then that means I can just pounce on you and just lay it on you and say, we're going to do a shuffle right now.
We are.
And so that's what we're going to do.
Here we go then. Well, it could come up with a Johnny Walker interview because I put that on here.
Well, we can't play that. But we could, couldn't we?
We could. It's quite a long interview. Here we go then. Right, okay. I'm just going to push this button here.
Well, just for people listening, the Johnny Johnny Walker interview that Dave is referring.
Yes, that's right.
The legendary Johnny Walker came into Live and Local here at Spire FM a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still reeling from it. I'm still feeling his warmth.
Absolutely. Yeah, that chair there, it was that microphone.
Exactly.
Legendary. Right, here we go then. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, shuffle. Here we go. Press shuffle.
Have you been cheating?
No, I haven't. But it could be worse, but I did. Yeah, I thought you probably
wouldn't. No, it can't be much worse.
I thought you probably wouldn't.
Be much worse than that at all, Dave. In fact, that is probably the worst that could have come up.
You're probably right.
Let's tell everybody what that is, Dave.
Okay, it's Nickelback. The story behind it is,
it better be good.
guilty as charged. I was, you know.
It's not Rockstar, is it?
No, it's not Rockstar. Oh, no.
God for that.
It's If Today Was Your Last Day.
All right.
So
I don't know that.
It's the latest single.
How is it?
There's no excuses, Matthew. I mean, to be fair, I'll be hands up.
Do you know what? If it was Rockstar, I would have been out the door. Finding a big stick to come back and poke you with.
Exactly. But fair enough. I don't know why particularly it's on there, other than I quite like the track when I first heard it. And you do make mistakes in life. You know, what more can I say?
Dave, that has been very revealing.
It's like
I feel like I don't really want to know. It's like you've told me a secret I didn't really want to know.
You've been betrayed.
Yeah. It's like you've told me something like, you know, some very horrible, dirty secret. I'm like, oh,
no, I really didn't want to know that.
I really wish you hadn't have told me that, Dave.
Live and Local.